Hear this and every other KGNU music show again by visiting the archives found at afterfm.com. Until next time, this is your host, DJ Number 7, signing off.
Feel like dancing? KGNU's got you covered every Thursday night with classic big band and swing tunes, plus modern favorites sure to make you jump, jive, and wail. It's the Swing Shift, every Thursday from 9 to 10, here on KGNU.
Jack and Jill went up the hill to get a pail. Jack and Jill went up the hill to get a pail.
This program is supported by you, the KGNU listener member, and by Save Home Heat Company, providing professional service and installation of heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical systems, proudly serving the Boulder, Denver area for over 35 years. More information at savehomeheat.com.
You are listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins.
Greetings, this is Deep Rock Dave. KGNU celebrates the good things humanity has to offer in the amazing variety of independent, eclectic music that KGNU plays. You can rely on KGNU because listener members like you have supported this station in the past. Now, I ask that you join them with your gift to help us sustain programming. Please give what you can at kgnu.org.
Welcome to A Classic Monday, where we enjoy the full span of classical music, from the ancient to the avant-garde, using recordings from the entirety of the 20th and 21st centuries. I'm your host, DJ Number 7, here with you until 10 p.m. And you've just heard Johann Sebastian Bach's Harpsichord Concerto No. 1 in D minor, recorded 3 years ago in a compilation of Bach family keyboard concertos called Dynasty, with Jean Rondeau at the harpsichord. Bach originally composed this particular concerto for the organ in the mid-1720s while working in Leipzig. Next up is the second movement of Maurice Ravel's First String Quartet, composed in 1903 when Ravel was 28 years old and becoming recognized as the outstanding French composer of his generation. This performance by the Emerson String Quartet was recorded in 1986. Thank you. This is a Classic Monday on KGNU, 88.5 FM and 1390 AM, Boulder, Denver, 98.7 FM in Fort Collins, 93.7 FM in Nederland, and online everywhere at kgnu.org and afterfm.com. I'm DJ number 7, and we'll be right back.
You can make a tax-advantaged contribution to KGNU from your traditional or Roth IRA if you're age 70 and a half or older. To learn more, contact your financial advisor or call KGNU and speak to Sarah at 303-449-4885.
And now let's turn to the main work for this evening's show, Hector Berlioz's massive requiem, La Grande Messe des Morts. I say massive because Berlioz intended for this work to be performed by a huge orchestra. In 1837, when Berlioz wrote the requiem, orchestras were expanding in size, and many instruments were rapidly improving in abilities and quality. Both woodwinds and brass instruments were becoming easier to perform with in a wide variety of musical keys, and Berlioz was searching for an opportunity to compose something to show off the new technology on a grand scale. He got his chance when the French Minister for the Interior, Adrien de Gasperin, commissioned him to write a requiem mass for a commemoration of soldiers who died in the French Revolution of 1830. That particular event was canceled after Berlioz had completed the score, but the requiem premiered shortly thereafter in Paris for another military memorial. The initial performance was an immediate success, but not without an unexpected moment of drama. At one of the earlier emotional highlights, the hired conductor, for reasons never entirely clear, set down his baton to snuff tobacco. Berlioz leapt up onto the stage, shoved the hired gun off the podium, seized the baton, and conducted the remainder of the performance himself. Berlioz wanted to demonstrate the power and capabilities of a large orchestra, and he needed one to balance the choir. His scoring demanded a minimum of 210 singers. Berlioz's orchestration is just massive. The string section alone contains over 100 musicians, including 18 double bass players. There are 16 timpani, 2 bass drums, and 10 pairs of cymbals, making up just part of the percussion section, and 8 bassoons. And that's not all. 28 minutes into this performance, you will hear 4 separate groups of brass instruments, each containing 10 to 12 trumpets, trombones, and tubas. Those brass choirs are placed in the 4 corners of the performance hall, left rear, right rear, left front, and right front, and their entrance symbolizes the coming of the last judgment. The conductor faces a significant challenge, for he must give clear direction across the entire length of the concert hall and keep the music that's coming from the back of the hall in synchronization with that being played by the orchestra in the front. Envision him turning his back on the adjacent orchestra to face the audience and those brass ensembles in the rear of the hall, and giving instruction with the largest body movements and facial expressions he can muster as the gates of hell and heaven open. 10 movements in this work trace the arc of a traditional Western European Christian requiem mass in Latin, including a request for eternal rest, a plea for mercy, a request for forgiveness of sins, a description of the final day of judgment, an offering, and a blessing. As you might imagine, bringing almost 400 musicians to the stage is a complex and expensive undertaking, and it explains why one doesn't get the chance to hear a live performance very often. I've only heard it performed twice, the first time by the Boston Symphony Orchestra at its summer home in Tanglewood, and it was a sensational, visceral, and thrilling experience. This recording, considered by many to be the standard against which all other performances are measured, is by the Boston Symphony Orchestra with the New England Conservatory Choir, conducted by Charles Munch and recorded by RCA Victor in 1959 at Symphony Hall. ¶¶ This is KGNU, Denver, Boulder, and Fort Collins.
Thank you.
Hector Berlioz's Requiem, the Grand Mass of the Dead, played tonight in memory of the world's victims of the COVID-19 pandemic. May the music you hear bring you peace, understanding, and strength for the days to come. Thank you for listening to this edition of A Classic Monday on your community radio station, KGNU. I'm your host, DJ Number 7, wishing you a good night and good luck.
Feel like dancing? KGNU's got you covered every Thursday night with classic big band and swing tunes, plus modern favorites sure to make you jump, jive, and wail. It's The Swing Shift, every Thursday from 9 to 10, here on KGNU.
Jack and Jill went up the hill to get a pail.
This is KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Coming up in just a moment, a present edge.
Are you aware of vroom gloom? Vroom gloom is a common side effect of the vehicle neglect. If you have a car, truck, or boat, just sitting alone without the drive to leave home, donate it to KGNU right away. Philanthropy is often the best therapy for vehicles suffering from vroom gloom because it feels so good and it's free. To get started, call 1-844-KGNU-CAR. Support comes from Ozo Coffee with 4 stores in Boulder and 1 in Longmont. The newest location is at 1521 Pearl Street in Boulder. Ozo Coffee is fresh roasted weekly and offers a brew bar tasting weekly at select locations. For more information, including wholesale and office programs, visit ozocoffee.com.
Good evening and welcome to A Present Edge. I'm Gary McBride and I'll be your host for the next 2 hours of contemporary classical music. This evening I'm doing something very unusual for me, and unusual for KGNU. I'm going to use the next 2 hours of airtime to play for you only 2 works, well, 2.5, I'll explain later, and all of it composed by the late, great Polish composer Krzysztof Penderecki, who died a week ago yesterday after a long illness at the age of 86. He was one of the great composers of the 20th century, and his compositions influenced generations of musicians and music lovers, including me. Penderecki did not write music on a small canvas. His music tackled the largest issues of humankind, good and evil, life and death, heaven and hell, war, concentration camps, uprisings, and more. I could have given you a retrospective of his entire career, but I prefer to focus on just 2 of his works. The piece that first brought him international acclaim, Threnody to the Victims of Hiroshima, written in 1960, and his Polish Requiem, first composed in 1984, revised in 1993, and again in 2005. We'll start with the Threnody. Originally called 8 minutes, 37 seconds, when he first heard it performed, Penderecki was so struck by the emotional charge of the work that he searched for associations and in the end decided to dedicate it to the victims of the first atomic bomb used on humans at Hiroshima. Let's listen now to Threnody for the Victims of Hiroshima as performed by the Polish National Radio Symphony Orchestra and Tony Witt conducting. Music of Krzysztof Penderecki.